Thank you, Ron. Hi, everyone. It's nice seeing you all here. It's I appreciate your support. It's not a night that we normally have. We're talking our budgets, and I really appreciate y'all showing up and showing your support. I think that's something that we need to pay attention to when it's not Larry up here and other men are stepping out of their comfort zone and coming up here and talking about the Word of God. And I think we need to pay attention to that and maybe even pray for those people that aren't here right now. I want to start off by telling y'all that I was having a real rough time when I started preparing for tonight. I was trying to come up with a topic that I could talk to y'all about, and I just couldn't get past the thought of how scared I was at the thought of coming up here in front of everyone and talking for a whole 5 minutes. I empathize with Larry and his debate that's coming up, but I do want to tell you, Larry, that my family, we're proud and confident in your ability to preach the word of the truth. So in saying that, please, if you open up your Bibles to chapter 1 in 2 Timothy, and read along with me. I'll give you a second to get there. It's 2 Timothy chapter 1, and I'll read verse 7. Paul says here, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And to me here, Paul is saying that the spirit of fearfulness and timidity does not come from God. And I want to keep this in mind when we read what Paul writes to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I'll start in verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. "Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation." When I read this, I realize something made me think that if I was letting fear make it hard for me to talk about God in front of people that I consider my family, then I probably wasn't going to do very well talking about God out there in the world to people that were not going to be... Then I probably was not going to do very well at talking about God out there to people that were most of the time not very receptive. And they might even ridicule me or get angry. And that's not good. Paul is telling us that it is our job. Christ has committed to us the telling to everyone about this great and wonderful news. And if your Bibles are still open, please go back a couple of chapters to Romans. And I'll be looking at chapter 10. Romans 10, and I'll start in verse 14. "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" I thank God frequently that in my case, this is Larry's son, Jesse, that he wasn't afraid to talk about his faith with me and invite me to a Bible study that they were doing out at the where the church met in San Diego. And it would have been real easy for him to look at my appearance and lifestyle and be afraid of what I was going to say. There was no way he could know that I was at rock bottom and looking for the truth. Matthew writes in chapter 9, starting in verse 11, "And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, 'Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?' And when Jesus heard that, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. It would give God a great joy that we are eager and would love to talk about God to other people and not be scared or unprepared. Jesse, there's no way he could have known of what I was going through at that time, other than he was just prepared and ready to talk to me. If you give me 1 second. As I said, what a joy for God when we are happy and eager to talk to people about Him. We might be getting an opportunity to be an answer to someone's prayers, and we should always be praying that we recognize and we're ready for those opportunities. And I want to thank again everyone for coming out tonight. I appreciate and love each and every person here. We're now going to be dismissed in a song that Bruce is leading us in. And if anybody here has any questions or is looking for truth or would like some answers to things in their life, we have elders here to talk to you, and anybody here would be more than happy to talk to you about it.